Today's shiur is Daf Ayin Beis, and we're going to begin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, the bottom line. Two words of introduction to today's shiur. The first thing is just to review the machlokes we had yesterday of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan had a machlokes that if somebody, for example, ate a few kazeisim of chalev in one lapse of unawareness, and he became aware of one kazayis, and before he became aware of the second kazayis, will he have to bring two chatos or one karban chatos? The shaila was the idea, was this knowledge, this awareness that he did an avera mechalik, the obligation to bring a karban chatos. Rabbi Yochanan says it does separate. Reish Lakish says it doesn't. Now Ula begins discussing a carbon asham. A carbon asham, Rashi explains, that there are three times a person has to bring a carbon asham. A carbon asham is brought a sham ni'ilis. If somebody was moiled by Hegdish, he misappropriated Hegdish, so he has to bring a carbon asham, and he also has to bring Karen v'chaymish. If somebody did a sham gzeilis, that means if somebody came over to me and said, I owe him money, and I falsely denied it with an oath, and then when I admit to the truth, I have to pay Karen v'chaymish and also an asham, and a sham shifcha charufa, which is actually the asham that we're going to talk about most today. Shifcha charufa is a omekanais, it's a non-Jewish maid who was designated. We remember getting a parashas mishpatim that if somebody owns a non-Jewish maid and a Jewish servant, he could marry them, they could have children, the children belong to the owner. So a specific non-Jewish maid was designated to a Eved Ivri, to a Jewish servant, and someone lived with this woman. So it's not considered adultery, she's not Jewish, she's not really married, but on the other hand, she is specified to a specific person, to a specific Eved Ivri, and if somebody lives with this woman, he has to bring an Oshem Shifcha Charufa. There's a machloikis, again, this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. There's a machloikis in Masechta Krisis between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva about Osham requiring a Yediyah. Yesterday we said that to Mimichuy of a carbon chatas, you have to have a Yediyah. You have to know you did the Aveira. A Hoida Alav Chatasoi, the Pasuk says. Without knowing that you did Aveira, there's no obligation to bring a carbon chatas. What's going to be the halacha by a carbon Osham? Is a yediyah required or not? Reb Akiva says a yediyah is required. Reb Tarfon says a yediyah is not required. Where does it play out on a practical nafkamina? So Rashi explains this case. Somebody has a shaila. Somebody has a suffik if he did a shami ilis, if he was moil behegdish. We know that whenever somebody has a suffik, if he doubt, if he did an avera, he brings an oshem toli. Now, an oshem toli and an oshem vadai, in terms of the animal, in terms of the way it's brought, are identical. According to Reb Tarfon, what's going to happen? Somebody had a doubt if he was moil behegdish. He brought the oshem toli, and then he finds out that he actually did the avera. Will he have to now bring an oshem vadai? So Reb Tarfon says no. Because since he brought an Oshem, it's the exact same carbon, Yediyah is not required for a carbon Oshem. Just knowing for sure that you did the Aveira is not a requirement. So he brought the carbon Oshem, and it's fine. Obviously, Reb Tarfon holds that Yediyah is not required. Why wouldn't it work by Chatas? In other words, let's say somebody has a Shaila, if he ate Chalif. There too he brings an Oshem Toluy. And then he knows that he actually did eat Chalif. Will he have to bring a Karban Chatas? The answer is yes. Even Reb Tarfon will agree that he has to. Because Oshem Toli and Chatas are not the same carbon, not the same animal, not the same way it's brought. Reb Akiva holds no. Reb Akiva holds Oshem Vada you cannot bring unless you know for sure you did the Aveira. So going back to our story, if somebody has a Shaila if he did the Aveira, it won't do the trick. He has to also bring an Oshem Vada when he knows for sure he did the Aveira. Before we start the Gemara inside, you know, when you learn this Gemara, you say, it's complicated enough, and it doesn't really have anything to do with us. The truth is, the Magen Avraham says it has something to do with people who say Kabbonis every day. Because after we say carbon oila, so a lot of people say yirotzin shimnis chayafti carbon oila. If I'm have to bring a carbon oila, so what I said should be like I brought a carbon oila. After you say the parashas chatos, you can't say imnis chayafti carbon chatos, because we just finished learning yesterday that you can't bring a carbon chatos unless you know for sure that you mechuyev the carbon chatos. If carbon asham requires the yediyah, then you can't say imnis chayafti carbon asham. If carbon asham, like Reb Tarfon says, doesn't require yediyah, you could say imnis chayafti carbon asham. And the Magen Avraham says you can't say imnis chayafti carbon asham. Begins the Gemara. L'man da'omer, according to man da'omer, asham vaday loy boy yediyah b'tchila. To bring a carbon asham, you don't need to know for sure that you did the avera. What's going to be the halacha? A ball chomish be'ilus b'shiv charufa. Somebody lived with the Shifcha Charufa 5 times he had relations with her, and then after one time he realizes that he did it once. Do we say that Yediyah that he became aware separate the Maisa Aveira, or do we say that since Yediyah is not really a factor in Karban Asham, as we just finished explaining, so then it won't separate the Maisa Aveira? So it says, Ula, Ein Chayev Al Achas. He'll only be Chayev one. Because since Yediyah is not significant, Yediyah will not separate the Maisa Aveira, even though there was a Yediyah on one and not on the others. Maskov of Rav Nuna, ask Rav Nuna, El Me'ata, if we follow this line of reasoning, Baal v'chos v'baal. Somebody had relations, and then he had another set of relations. Vifrish carbon, and then he separates a carbon. And we're saying that doesn't separate. So Rav Nuna asks, theoretically, what this person could do, very hard to understand what Rav Nuna is saying, Hemtinoli, Atcha Evel, wait till I do it one more time, and I won't have to bring another carbon. Because we're saying, we're saying that Yediyas don't separate. Says the Gemara, you can't ask that question, Rav Amnuna. How did we start this year? That since Yediyah, since knowledge of the Avera is not a requirement for Karban Asham, it can't serve as a separator between the different awareness is the different becoming aware of the Aveira. But that's Yediyah. Rav Hamnuna wasn't talking about Yediyah. Rav Hamnuna was talking about actually separating a carbon. Separating a carbon is different. Separating a carbon will separate the different Maisa Aveira. So where are we up to? What the Gemara is saying like this. If there was only a Yediyah, the Gemara is still sticking to what Rav Hamnuna, to what Ula said, it will not serve as a separator between the Maisa Aveira. Because Yediyah is not a factor by Karban Asham. Maisa HaFrosha, actually segregating and separating out an animal as the Karban Asham, that, Rav Hamnuna says, will serve as a separator. Ask the Bar Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak Chana asks the obvious question. What's going on in this Gemara? This person did an Aveira. He lived with a Shifcha Charufa. And now he's saying, you know what? If I only way bring one carbon, let me chaperayin and do one more time in Aveira. There's a pasuk that says, Zevach Rishoyim To'eva, that the carbon brought by a Rosh is disgusting. It's an abomination. So we're going to take a carbon from this guy who says, let me chaperayin. So Rabbi Yitzchak Chana says a big chiddush. And really, it's a very fundamental to pshat in the Gemara. Yitzchak Chana says, what makes Asham Shifcha Charufa unique from the other Rishonis, from all other Kabbonis? Asham Shifcha Charufa is bought not only if the person did the Aveira b'shoigig, even if he did the Aveira b'mezid. And that's why many Rishonim say the Gemara chose to talk about Asham Shifcha Charufa rather than Asham Me'ilis and Asham Gzeilis. Because it's mezid and shoigig, there's no difference. So that's why he says, yes, since Asham Shifcha Charufa is even bought by Mezid, it'll work even for the person that did the Aveira knowing he's a Rosh, he did it premeditated. And the truth is, the Be'er Yitzchak points out, that this is Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Sir HaMishtaleich, the Sar that was sent down, thrown down from the mountain on Yom Kippur, works on L'shavim L'sha'enim Shavim. It works both for somebody who did tshuva and somebody who didn't do tshuva. So the question is, here you have a person who didn't do tshuva. How could the Sir HaMishtaleich work for him? He's a Rasha. But the halacha is that the Sir HaMishtaleich works not only for Shagig, it works even for Mezit. And the Bar Yitzchak just told us that a carbon that works for Shagig or Mezid works even for a Rasha. That's why the Sir HaMishtaleich, the Rambam is right, could work both for Shavim and for Einim Shavim. Continues the Gemara. Kiasa Rav Dimi Omar. Rav Dimi says, Lamanda Omar Oshem Vade Ba Yudir B'tchila. According to Rabbi Kiva, who he began this year explaining, Rabbi Kiva says that an Oshem is like a Chattis, and it too, to be mechayev a carbon oshem, you have to be aware that you did the aveira. So therefore, baal chamish beilus b'shifcha charufa, if somebody had five times relationship with a shifcha charufa, chayev kalachas v'achas, you'll be mechayev a separate carbon oshem for each situation. Amle Abaya, so Abaya asks Rav Dimi, hamrei chatus. By a carbon chatus, everybody agrees, because even though there's a disagreement if a carbon osham requires yediyah, everybody agrees that a carbon chatus requires yediyah. That's the one we learned yesterday. Hare carbon chatus, that everybody agrees to be in yediyah betchila, or pligi yoichan rev shlokish. And yet yesterday we had a machloikis if yediyah will be enough to separate the different ma'isa aveira. So what's the Gemara's question? The question is very obvious. Yes, everybody agrees that yediyah is significant by carbon chatas. What's the proof that yediyah is significant by carbon chatas? Because you can't bring a carbon chatas without a yediyah. Yet Rish Lakish said yesterday that if somebody ate chalev and became aware that he ate the chalev, he ate two kezeifim of chalev and he only became aware of one, the yediyah will not separate and he'll be able to bring one carbon chatas for both kezeifim. If that's the halacha, asked the Gemara, by carbon chatis, all the more so, that should be the halacha by carbon asham. Yet Rav Dimi is saying that by carbon asham, a yediyah will be enough to separate. What's going on here? How could you say it? Ishtik. So he quiet, he stumped him. Omle, then he responded, you know what Rav Dimi is talking about? Dilma b'mas t'lach afrosha kamrit, kut Rav Amnuna. It's not that there was just a yediyah. A yediyah alone will not separate by carbon asham, because it might not even separate by carbon chatas. What happened here was there was a hafrosha. Hafrosha, we just learned on top of the Amud, Rav Amnuna said, that even by carbon asham serves as a decent separator. Amalei in. He said, yeah, that's what I meant. Says the Gemara, Kiyos Ravin, this is really a summary of everything we learned today. Hakam Moedim Shifcha Charufa. One situation of Shif Charufa, everybody, there's not going to be any disagreement. Another situation of Shif Charufa, there's not going to be disagreement. And there's another situation where they're going to be Machlaikas. Explains the Gemara. Hakamoidim Shif Charufa, everybody may agree by Shif Charufa that even if somebody had relations with a Shif Charufa a number of times, and there was a Yediyah in between, he's still only mechuyev one carbon asham. You know why? Because like Ula said, because like Ula pointed out, the Rav Tafin says that yediyah is not a factor by carbon asham, like according to Rav Tafin. On the other hand, in the case where it wasn't just a yediyah separating the situations of relations, there was an actual separating of a carbon. That's more than just the yediyah. That will certainly serve as a decent separator between the ma'isa b'ilus, between the situations, and he'll be chayev a separate carbon for everyone. The Baal Aveira. The Baal Aveira. Or machloikes b'shifcha charufa, and then we'll have a case of shifcha charufa. It will be in what case? L'man da'omer, according to man da'omer, b'kiva, that holds Oshem Vadei Ba Yidi B'tchila, that Oshem Vadei has the same din as a carbon chatas, and therefore Yediyah, knowledge of knowing that you did the Aveira, is a significant. And the old machlokes that we had yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yediyah serves as a separator. So just like it serves as a separator by carbon chattis, it will serve as a separator in carbon asham, because Rabbi Yochanan will passing like Rabbi Kiva that Yediyah is required by asham, and Rabbi Yochanan is going lishitosoi that Yediyah is a separator. And Reish Lakish will hold that even if Yediyah is a factor by carbon ashram, as it is by carbon chattis, he never considers yediyah a strong enough separator, and therefore, even though there was separate yediyahs between the maisa bias, between the times that he had relation with the shifcha charufa, he'll still be mechuyev one carbon ashram. That's the sugya. New sugya, itma. We go back to Masechta Shabbos. Niskaven lak bias atalush v'chatas amechuber. So the way Rashi explains this Gemara, very, very fundamental Gemara. Rashi says that what happened here was like this. There was a knife that fell down in the garden, and I have tomatoes there. I intended to pick up the knife, and instead of picking up the knife, what happened was I pulled out a tomato. So the way Rashi's learning is two things happened here. I had in mind to do something to object A, and actually it happened to object B. And furthermore, I had a mind to do one type of action, and I ended up doing another type of action. I had a mind to pick up a knife, and I actually picked up the tomato. I had a mind to pick up, and I actually did a ma'aseh tzira, I actually did something called uprooting. That is called, Rashi explains, a mis'asek. That's less than a shayig. A shayig, as we've explained, means a person made a mistake. He forgot today is Shabbos. He didn't know what he's doing as a malacha. But he knew what he was doing. Here, he doesn't even know what he's doing. It's so distant from what he intended to do. He intended to pick one thing up, he picked up another thing. He intended to pick up, he cut. It's so radically different that that's called mis'asek. And the pasuk says, regarding a kav mechatas, v'hevi echatos ha'shechota bo. So the Gemara Masechta Krisa says the word ba is extra. What does it say ba? It says v'hevi ashechata. What does it say ba? So we learn from there that ba is prat l'misasek. That a misasek is not mechuyif. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos has a different pshat than misasek. According to Tosfos, it doesn't have to be both conditions met. That it should be in a different object and a different act. One is enough. In other words, if you had in mind pick up the knife and you picked up the tomato, that's already misasek. If you had in mind to pick up and you ended up cutting, that's also enough to be misasek. So we have a very fundamental machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now we just quoted Rashi, that Rashi says that how do I know that a misasek is potter? We quoted the pasuk Ashechata Bo. The Gemara also Masechta Krisis says another source how we know Mis'asek is potter. The Gemara says because by Shabbos the halach is Meleches Machsheves. We said this many times here. You have to know premeditated, very constructive knowledge what you're doing. A Mis'asek is not a Meleches Machsheves. So now we have an obvious question. Why do we need two psukim to teach us the same din? So Rashi is going to have to say that there's a machlokes. One man Dhamma learns from Ba, and one man Dhamma learns from Lechus Machsheves. Aber Rabbi Kivega says, according to Tosfos, I have no problem. Because Tosfos says that Mis'asek has two definitions. One definition is when I had in mind a different object, and one definition is when I had in mind a different act. Lechus Machsheves will teach us that Mis'asek is when I had in mind a different object. I had in mind a knife, and I picked up the tomato. That's Meleches Machsheves. Bo will teach us when I had in mind a different act. When I had in mind a different act that I had in mind to pick up and I actually picked up, that's what Bo teaches us. Says Rabbi Kivega, L'halocha l'maisa, Mis'asek, when I had in mind one object and I picked up the other object, which I learned from Meleches Machsheves, that's mutter. Mis'asek, where I had in mind to pick up and I actually caught, there's no chiv carbon, as the pasuk says, but it's still an avera. It's still an avera. Rabbi Kivega says that a mis'asek is not pshat that he didn't do anything wrong. He did an avera, just there's no chiv carbon. There are a lot of shailos from Kivega. There are poskim that disagree with Rabbi Kivega. I'll just tell you quickly two shailos. One shailos from Kivega is the halacha by blowing the shofar is that, let's say, somebody's talking in front of the shofar and a sound comes out from the shofar. The Gemara says that that's not called Kiya Shofar. Why? Because it's only Mas'asik. I was talking, not blowing. But if we're saying that a Mas'asik, Rabbi Kivega says, is considered that my Maisa, what's the right that's considered my Maisa? I did an Aveira, so why am I not Yoytza to Kiya Shofar? Another Shaila is like this. If Mas'asik is Osmad Rabbanan, how could Rabbanan say, even Rabbi Kivega says it's, you know, how could Rabbanan tell me to do not to do something that I didn't know I was doing? In other words, by a shayig, you could tell me, you see me carrying, I don't know you're not allowed to carry, I don't remember Shabbos, so somebody, but I should have known. So Chazal should have told me, you should have learned to know you're not allowed to carry. You should have looked at the calendar to know it's Shabbos. But Chazal can't tell me don't do Mas'asik, because I myself don't know what I'm doing. So how could it be an Aveir if I don't even know what I'm doing? So if Aaron Kotler says a nice teretz, you're right. Mas'asik, I don't know what I'm doing, but you see me being a Mas'asik. And if Mas'asik is an Aveira, you're supposed to tell me, don't do it. You're being a Mas'asik and you're doing an Aveira. If Mas'asik's not an Aveira, you don't even have to stop me. Continues the Gemara. Next case. Lachtech is a tolish, v'chatech is mechubar. Here, the person thought that the tomato he's picking up is disconnected and really is connected. Rava Mapata, Rava says that that's also included in the category of Mas'asik. Rabbi Amachayev. Rabbi says it's not. It's Mas'asik. Rava Mapata, why? I didn't mean to pick up anything that's connected to the ground. I thought it's disconnected. Abaya Amachayev, why? I meant to pick it up. The fact that it was connected, I should have made sure that it's not. Omer Rava, from where do I know that if I didn't have Kavona to do something that's wrong, that already falls under the category of Mas'asik? The Tanya, there's a Braisa. The Braisa says, Chaim Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs. In a way, Shabbos is more stringent than all other mitzvahs. The Chaim Mishar Mitzvahs B'Shabbos. And other mitzvahs are more stringent than Shabbos. Explains the Braisa. Chaim Shabbos Mishar Mitzvahs. Shabbos is more stringent. Shabbos also Shtayim B'Chalim Echad. If you did two melachis in one lapse of unawareness, Chayv Kolach Tzvachas, you'll be Mechuyiv for every melacha separately. Masha and Kim Shah Mitzvahs, the Gemara is going to explain all these cases, which this halacha will not be everywhere else. Chaim Shah Mitzvahs B'Shabbos, on the other hand, other mitzvahs are more stringent than Shabbos. Why? Shabbishah Mitzvahs Shogi B'Loy Miskavin Chayiv, that's this case, where there was no Kavanah, you chai by other mitzvahs. Masha enke in b'Shabbos, the Braisa Rav is saying, is teaching me that if you didn't have a mind to do a maisa tzira, you're not going to be chayif. And now the Gemara begins to analyze the Braisa. Amamar, chai m'shab m'shab mitzvahs. Shabbos is more stringent than all other mitzvahs. Why? She Shabbos also shtayim behelim echad. And Shabbos, if you did two in one lapse of awareness, two malachas, chai v'kolach svachas, you'll be mechuyiv separately for every aveira. Masha enkei b'sham mitzvahs, which that will not be the halacha by all other mitzvahs. Heichidami, exactly what does the braisa mean? Ileim ed'ova k'tzira v'tchina. If you're going to tell me that what happened here was that the person on Shabbos did a mais of k'tzira, a mais of cutting, and a mais of grinding. The kavasoga b'sham mitzvahs, and what's the comparable situation everywhere else? Ochel chel v'dam. Somebody ate a kazayis chelev, and somebody ate a kazayis dam. Ask the Gemara, what are you telling me that Shabbos is more stringent than all other mitzvahs? Here you'll be mechuyiv two for ketzir and tchina, two kav mechates, and here you'll be mechuyiv two kav mechates for chayav and dam. So where's Shabbos more stringent? And the Mefarshim point out, and we actually spoke about this already, from here we see the Gemara compares ketzirah and tchina to chayav and dam. Now everybody knows the chaylev and dam are two separate averus; they're not connected at all. We asked, why does pshat the 39 malachas in Shabbos? Is pshat that there's one issue you're not allowed to do malacha, and that there are 39 ways of being over that, or is each malacha a separate issue? From here, we have a proof that each malacha is a separate averu. El shamitzvus. Deloy mechayv al chada, heichidami. What's the case by everywhere else that you would only be mechuyev one kamechatis, not by Shabbos? Dochel chaylev chaylev. That a person ate two kazesim of chaylev, behela meches, in one lapse. Ask the Gemara, the kavasogah b'Shabbos. That's the exact same thing by Shabbos. Dovek tzir v'ktzira. If somebody did ktzira twice, in one lapse of unawareness, whether because he didn't know chtziras also, whether he forgot that it's Shabbos, in this case, hochachad mechayev, v'hochachad mechayev. So I'm still stuck. Where is Shabbos more stringent than everywhere else? Answers the Gemara, l'olam da'ovik ktzira t'china. He did ktzira t'china. So he did two actions, and I'll be chayev two karmachatis. And my mash enke mishamitzis. So what does the Brisa mean when it says that this is halacha, which is unique to Shabbos, and not by all other mitzvahs? It means avodah zarah. And like Tosfos Masechta Sanhedrin explains, it says shar mitzvos, seems to be all mitzvahs. Since avodah zarah is shokel kakala tarakula, avodah zarah is equal to all the other mitzvahs because it's the worst. So that's why the Gemara compares it to shar mitzvahs. And what's the case? Could Rav Ami, Damar Rav Ami, if somebody did zivach, he slaughtered the kitter and he brought incense, v'nisach and he poured wine, ba'lo ma'achas, and all one lapse, he did that all to an avodah zarah, and a chayiv alachas, only b'mechuy of one. So now we have the difference. Shabbos, if somebody did ktsir and tchina, behel ma'achad, he'll be mechayiv, two kav mechatis. By avodah zarah, if somebody did zivach, v'kita, v'nisach, even though each one is a separate avera, what's the proof that each one is a separate avera? Because somebody would do only zivach alone, he would be mechuyev a carbon. So here, even though he did all three together, he's still only chayev one chatas. Here we have Shabbos being more stringent than avodah zarah. Fine. Now we have to continue the braisa. That was explaining the ratio of the braisa. Now I'm a sefer. Now we have to explain the Sefer the Braisa. It said in the Sefer the Braisa, Chaim b'sha mitzvahs, that other mitzvahs are more stringent than Shabbos. What did the Braisa say? Shev b'sha mitzvahs, by all other mitzvahs, shogu g'loy miskavin, if somebody did without any intent, he's still chayiv. Masha enkem b'Shabbos, he'll be potter. Ask the Gemara, hay shogu g'loy miskavin d'avodah zarah heichidoni. Obviously the Braisa is talking about avodah zarah. When the Braisa uses the word Shar Mitzvahs, now we say that Shar Mitzvahs is a code word for Avodah Zarah. That's how we explain the Reisha. So if Shar Mitzvahs means Avodah Zarah in the Reisha, it must mean Avodah Zarah in the Sefer. So now, what is the case of Shogu G'loy M'skam D'Avodah Zarah? Give me the case. Elaim, if you're going to tell me the case is, that Sof Beis HaKnesses Hu, somebody walked by a shul, somebody walked by a Beis Avodah Zarah, I'm sorry, but he got confused, he didn't know what it is, and he thought it's a shul, v'shtachvelo, and he bowed down to it. Asked the Gemara, Hari Eliva L'Shemayim, he meant to serve God, meant to serve our God, he didn't do anything wrong, so he's not mechuyev any karban chatas. Ela, d'schazan da'ata, he saw a statue, v'sogidlo, and he bowed down to it. Again, heichidami, what exactly is the going through this person's head? Id kabla la balaha, if he accepted this statue as a god, chas v'shalom, mezerhu. So he's not a chayev karmachatas, he's the biggest baal aveira in the world. So he can't call it shoyig b'loy miskavin. He's amazing. V'deloy kabla b'laha, he just saw a nice statue and he bows down to it, laf klumu, it's nothing. It says the Gemara, alamahava meira. What happened is, so this is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi explains the Gemara that somebody has a friend, obviously a non-Jewish friend, Oivet Avodah Zarah, and he says, you know what, we're friends, do me a favor, bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Or he has a friend, and he's scared. He's scared that they tell him, if you don't bow down to the Avodah Zarah, who knows what we'll do. So, and he bowed down. So, that's where we're saying, it's a shogu b'loy miskavin, that by Avodah Zarah he'll be chayiv, and by Shabbos he would not be chayiv. Now, ask the Gemara. Hanich labaya, that works according to Abaye Damachayev. That if somebody is over Avodah Zarah Mahava Meira, he's still Chayev. What kind of excuse is that? El Lerovo Damapata. This is no Shaykhus. This is strictly Avodah Zarah Machlaikus. This is strictly avodah zara machlekes. What is considered oyved avodah zara? El Rav Dama Potter, according to Rav, that says that this too is Potter. I'm back to where I started. Michael Maimer, we're looking for a place where avodah zara is more stringent than Shabbos. But according to Rav, both by avodah zara shlagig b'loy miskaven and both by Shabbos shlagig b'loy miskaven is Potter. So I'm back to where I started. Now, before we go further, this Gemara is very difficult to understand. What's happening over here? Somebody is bowing down to avodah zara, and Rashi explained because his friend, because he loves his friend, or he's scared of somebody. But we know for avodah zara, yaharg val yaver. So how could it be that Rava would say that you have to ready to be my snuff, you have to ready to die? So how could Rava say part of that it's fine just because you a half of a yira? So there's a very big machlokes rishonim how to explain this. Some say, certainly Rava will agree, that if somebody's friend comes over to him and tells him, bow down to avodah zara because you're my friend, or vice versa, because if not, who knows what I'll do to you. A Jew is supposed to be yaharig val yaver. He's supposed to let himself be killed instead of doing it. But what happens if he didn't? He served avodah zara. What's going to be the halacha? Will he be mechuyev for being oyved avodah zara or not? In other words, of course, the right thing to do is mesiras nefesh. But he didn't do it. That's the way most Rishonim explain Rava. Other Rishonim say two other mahalchim. One mahalch is that he did not serve the avodah zara in the way that this avodah zara is normally served. Where is there a halacha of yarg val yaver? We serve the avodah zara in its normal fashion. But if he didn't serve it in its normal fashion, that will not be a chiv yarg val yaver. Another mahalach is that he never said Eliyata. He never said to the avodah zara, you are my God. So therefore there's no chiv of yaharig val yaver. But there's a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, do you know what pshat a half of a year is? He thinks that this avodah zara has power. He doesn't think that it's a God. He knows there's only one God. But he thinks a half, he loves this avodah zara, or he's scared of this avodah zara because he thinks it has mystical powers. And that's not considered full-fledged avodah zara. That's called me'ahav of a yira. It's a very bechidish in the Rambam. The Rivash disagrees vehemently against the Rambam. He says, all the avodah zara knew there was a God. They just also served avodah zara. So how could the Rambam say that that's not called avodah zara? But no matter how you learn Peshat in the Gemara, where we're up to here now is that according to Rava, shoyig v'lo miskaven, which we're defining Ovid Mahava Meira is Potter by Avodah Zara. So where do we have that it's more stringent than Shabbos? That the Braisa said Choy Misha Mitzvahs Mishabbos. Says the Gemara Ela B'Oim Mutter. The case was that the person doesn't know that Avodah Zara is awesome. He thinks that it's Mutter. So Rashi explains, again, Rashi is a very difficult Rashi to understand, that when he became a ger, they never told him that a Jew is not allowed to serve avodah zara. And all the mefarshim have a difficulty understanding Rashi. I mean, that's the basis of Judaism. So how could he become a ger without knowing that you can't? How could he become a ger without not knowing that you can't serve avodah zara? So what I want to say is very nice pshat. Gershon is Geir ben Anochim is like this. He became a ger. And of course, when he became a ger, he was told that a Jew is not allowed to serve avodah zara. Otherwise, what does it mean to be a Jew? But he continued living bein hanochrim. He continued living between the goyim, and that was his life. He lived a life between goyim, and he forgot because he's living between goyim, and therefore he forgot that avodah zara is asur, and he thinks it's mutter. So what's the halacha? Mash enkein b'shabbes the potel gamri, which will mean that by avodah zara, I'm a mutter, is asur, and mashenke b'shabbes will say I'm a mutter is not asur. Ask the Gemara. We had a shaila on Daf Samach Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Samach Aleph, if you will recall, asked the following shaila: Helm zev zeb yodoi. If a person both forgot the Shabbos and also forgot what he's doing as a malacha, is he chayiv too for every malacha separately, or is he chayiv one? But everybody agrees that he's chayiv one, right? At kan like kabay Rav and Rav Nachman ilchiyuv v'chada ilchiyuv v'tarta. if you're mechuyev for each melacha separately, or you're mechuyev one. Av miftri l'gamri loy. Nobody wanted to suggest that you'll be potter altogether. So what are you telling me, that avodah zarah is more chumrah than Shabbos? It's not true. Shabbos also oimer mutter. It's certainly chayv at least one chatas. And Tosfos asks an obvious question. Why do you have to bring me the case of Helm Zevazeb Biyodoi? Bring me the case of the Mishnah. Shigigah Shabbos. If somebody forgot that it's Shabbos, what did the Mishnah say? He's chayv one carbon. Why do you have to tell me the case of Helm Zevazeb? So Tosfos says, very nice. Who's the man that we're trying to prove? His shita. Rava. He's the one that brought us this brisa. Who is the one that asked us the shaila about Helm Zevazeb? If you chayv more than one, it was Rava. So that's why I want to show that you, Rava, certainly don't hold that Omer Mutter is entirely potter on Shabbos. So why don't you tell me that Shabbos is more than Avodah Zarah is more than Shabbos? Says the Gemara. I have to re-explain the whole Braisa. Reisha, we continue where we explained Akum. Let's talk about Avodah Zarah, and we explained why Shabbos is more stringent than Avodah Zarah. Just to review again, that by Shabbos, if you did Tzir and Tchina, you'll be Mechayev, two carbon chattis. However, by Avodah Zarah, Nisech, V'kiter, V'zivech, you'll be Mechayev only one. The Sefer, when it says B'shar Mitzvahs, there it doesn't mean Avodah Zarah, it really means other Mitzvahs. What is the case of Shogeg B'shar Mitzvahs, Shogeg B'loi Miskam B'shar Mitzvahs, Heichidovin? That the Halach is the Sover, the Shuman Huva Ochloi. Somebody has a piece of meat in front of him, he thinks it's a piece of kosher meat, and ends up being Chalev, non-kosher, and he ate it. Mashenkin b'Shabbos the potter. By Shabbos niskav lachtech es atolish v'chotech es mechuber potter. There by Shabbos you'll be potter if you thought you're picking it up when you actually cut it out. By eating, if you eat something even though you thought you were eating was kosher, you'll be chayif. Why? Why is eating different? Because so there's two ways of learning. The simple way of learning is the aveira of chaylev is not the eating. The veir is having hana, enjoying it. And the bottom line is, even if you didn't realize that what you're eating is a piece of chaylev, l'maisa, you ate it. And you enjoyed it. So you chayif. Other rishonim want to say pshat is, other achrayim I mean, they say is the hana turns it into an aveira. Where's the nafkamina going to be? The nafkamina is going to be by Shabbos where you had hana. If you did an aveira and you had hana from it. If you're going to say that this is this thing, that there's no p'tur of Misasik, was limited only to Chalev and Arayis, which by definition are things that were made for Hanah. Shabbos was not made for Hanah, Melech Shabbos, and you will not be Chayiv. If you say that wherever you have Hanah, it makes no difference which one is the mitzvah. There's no p'tur of Misasik, so if you did a Melech on Shabbos, even if we were Misasik, but if you ended up having Hanah, you'll be over. So that's how Rav is going to explain it. That Shabbos, you'll be potter, and by Chalev, by Arayis, you'll be Chayif. Now, Abaya didn't agree with Rav's definition of Shogeg Galoy Miskaven. Because according to Abaya, even if somebody had Kavon Lachtech as a Tolish, V'chotach as a Mechubber, it's Chayif. So now we have to understand the Braisa. The Braisa said, Shogeg Galoy Miskaven, by Shabbos, you potter. What is the case? So the Sovak Roy Kuvaboli, he had it in his mouth. He had something in his mouth and he swallowed it. So that is not even Misasik because he didn't put anything into his mouth. Mashenkim Shabbos, that he's still Chayiv. I'm sorry, that by Chayiv will still be Chayiv. Why? Because he still had Hano. Mashenkim Shabbos, the potter. Why is the Kalareli case of Shabbos? The case will be the skam like bias a tolish v'chotach as a mechubber potter. But Abaya will hold the skam lachtach as a tolish v'chotach as a mechubber does not fall under the category of misasik and will be chayiv. And that's not what the Braisa meant when it said shogeg b'loy miskaven. One question: we're saying that a misasik is potter. So the question is, why do we have to have a new p'tor, a new din of Misasik? We've learned many times that something called Dov Shein Miskaven, that if you didn't have Kavanah to do a Melacha, you're potter. So what is Misasik different than Dov Shein Miskaven? And we had two Limudim to tell me that Misasik is potter. So Mefarshim explained very well. We also always explain that a Dovah Shem Eskavin, even if you'll hold its potter, when it's a psik reisha, when it's certain what I'm going to do turns into malacha, we don't have a patur of a Dovah Shem Eskavin. What's the classical case? If I schlep a chair on the ground, and it's certainly going to make a ditch, it's for sure going to make a ditch, even if you hold Dovah Shem Eskavin as potter, you'll be chayiv, because it was a psik reisha. Every misasek is a psik reisha. If I pick something up, and I thought it's detached, and it's really attached, that is a psik reisha. For sure I did a malacha, and I'm still potter. So the nafkamina is going to be by psik reisha. Dovah Shem Eskavin is chayiv by psik reisha, and misasek is potter by psik reisha.